instrument they use for driving horses is called what?
Okay.
And is there any special thing that you call it when you drive oxen?
I don't know whether that is called an ox whip or an ox goad.
But you've used goad for before. You've used the word goad or heard it used?
Yes, I've heard it.
Have you ever heard hickory or gad?
I've never heard of gad.
When you go to a store and you get something, you usually get it in a container made of paper. What's this called?
A paper bag or a paper sack.
If it's made of cloth.
Well, that would be called a bag.
Does the size have anything to do with calling it a bag or a sack?
I don't think so.
Sometimes you get a bushel of potatoes in a special type of sack. What's this usually called? If it's rather rough and you can see through it if you hold it up to the light.
I don't know.
Well, have you ever gotten anything in a burlap sack?
Oh, yes.
Would you repeat that word, burlap?
A large bag. They sometimes call them burlap bag.
Mm-hmm. Or a burlap sack?
Burlap sack, yes.
Have you ever heard gunny sack or crocus sack?
Yes, I've heard that used.
Mm-hmm. You use that yourself? Do you use gunny sack?
No, not very often. I usually say burlap. Mm-hmm.
Would you repeat those gunny sack and crocus sack?
A large bag for potatoes is called a burlap bag or a gunny sack.
Have you ever heard poke?
Yes.
Have you heard it around here?
No.
The quantity of corn taken to the grist mill at one time is called what?
A load.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it's wood and you're taking to the sawmill or anything like that. Just a load of wood.
Yes.
Have you ever heard it referred to as a turn?
No.
The amount of wood that you carry in, put behind the stove, or you used to carry in, put behind the stove, you would call?
Call that an arm load.
Or an armful.
Yes.
A partial load of something on a wagon is called what?
The jag.
Mm-hmm. You ever call it just a part load, too, of course?
Well, yes, could do that.